WHO says most of its pandemic medical aid to poorer countries will end up as waste. By Gabriel Reyes on February 3, 2022. Massive amounts of medical waste produced by the Chinese coronavirus pandemic have accumulated worldwide and pose an increasing threat to global public health. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned in a report published on Tuesday. The WHO said on February 1 it estimates to have shipped 87,000 tons of medical equipment to poorer nations in need of Chinese coronavirus health aid from March 2020 to November 2021. Most of this equipment is expected to have ended up as waste. According to the WHO, which is the international public health body of the United Nations, UN, a ton is a metric unit of mass equal to 1,000 kilograms or 2,204.6 pounds. Tens of thousands of tons of extra medical waste from the response to the COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus pandemic has put tremendous strain on healthcare waste management systems around the world, threatening human and environmental health and exposing a dire need to improve waste management practices, the WHO said Tuesday. The organization partnered with a UN emergency initiative to facilitate international shipments of various medical supplies over the past 20 months, including 140 million coronavirus test kits, with a potential to generate 2,600 tons of non-infectious waste, mainly plastic, and 731,000 liters of chemical waste, equivalent to one-third of an Olympic-sized swimming pool. The WHO additionally shipped over 8 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine, which have been administered globally, producing 144,000 tons of additional waste in the form of syringes, needles, and safety boxes. The WHO's report detailed how 30% of healthcare facilities globally, 60% in the least developed nations, are not equipped to handle medical waste loads. This statistic accounts only for medical waste documented before the onset of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which began on March 11, 2020, and remains ongoing today. Health clinics and hospitals that fail to handle or dispose of medical waste properly risk exposing their employees and patients to needle stick injuries, burns, and pathogenic microorganisms, according to the WHO. These ill-equipped sites also negatively impact the members of nearby communities by promoting the existence of poorly managed landfills and waste disposal sites, which in turn produce contaminated air from burning waste, poor water quality, or disease-carrying pests. The WHO's February 1 report recommended some practical solutions to solving the medical waste issue, such as the rational use of PPE, or personal protective equipment. Africa News on February 2 noted that the WHO does not recommend medical workers use gloves while vaccinating patients. Based on best international health practices, the WHO does not recommend healthcare providers use gloves for vaccine injections, but the report said that was a common practice. The news outlet observed after reviewing the WHO's medical waste analysis. The WHO officially recommends the use of medical gloves for two reasons. To reduce the risk of contamination of healthcare workers' hands with blood and other body fluids, and to reduce the risk of germ dissemination to the environment and of transmission from the healthcare worker to the patient and vice versa, as well as from one patient to another. The use of gloves when not indicated represents a waste of resources and does not contribute to a reduction of cross-transmission, the WHO writes in a self-produced information leaflet.